The Battle Against Fast Fashion Waste. Europe experiments with recycling technology to confront a growing crisis. At the height of the holiday season on Amsterdam's popular shopping street, Kalverstraat, thousands of shoppers came face to face with the grim reality behind humanity's sartorial excess. A local activist group had deposited an enormous pile of clothes on the sidewalk, in sight of stores such as Adidas, Zara, and the Dutch fashion chain Cotton Club. "Every 10 minutes, we throw away this much clothing in the Netherlands," read one sign. The intent wasn't just to draw attention to clothing waste, but to urge companies to reveal how much clothing they make. The problem with fast fashion. Tied to the arrival in the 1990s of fast fashion, the ability to churn out new clothing lines at cheap prices, the environmental destruction caused by discarded and disintegrating clothing cannot be understated. Attempts at reuse and recycling have only put a small dent in the worsening problem. According to the European Commission, consumers in Europe discard around 5.8 million tons of textiles every year. Globally, that figure comes to 92 million tons. Clothing consumption almost doubled between 1975 and 2020. It's projected to leap another 25% by 2030. Global clothing chains such as Zara and H&M pioneered the trend of resupplying stores with new, low-priced clothing every 4 to 6 weeks. Those low prices and monthly trends mean the journey from fashion statement to landfill became much shorter, and that's where the environmental disaster began. Plastics, dyes, and chemicals are leaking out of growing mountains of refuse, poisoning lands, rivers, and oceans. Clothing items that end up in incinerators accelerate global warming. Cotton requires tremendous amounts of water, depleting resources in a world where fresh water and arable land are becoming more scarce. Polyester is made from fossil fuels, the burning of which is the prime culprit in climate change. New technologies. After a decade of attempts, a new wave of recycling tech is taking hold in Europe. The last 2 years, technologies have evolved, and this is a big jump in quality, said Andreas Bartel, a senior scientist at Technical University Vienna.